To the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches deep pass into the area of the end zone.
Tipped,
and it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary. 2 seconds left.
I mean, is it really that crushing? The Bears, they had a lead for all of about 10 or 15 seconds of the game.
Right.
Okay. Like, they thought they had won the game. So I get it. It's disappointing. Is it really crushing?
I guess
you lose on a Hail Mary. It is crushing.
Yes, it is crushing.
All good. You know what? Good. I'm glad they're feeling sorrow and disappointment.
And of course,
in Chicago. That's great.
And of course, Tyreek Stevenson was the player who was taunting the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe our listener, Shane Preacher,
mm-hmm.
who tweets us all the time. He had to apologize to his teammates. He took to Instagram and wrote, to Chicago and teammates, my apologies for lack of awareness and focus. The game ain't over until zeros hit the clock. Can't take anything for granted. Notes taken. Improvement will happen.
Matic focus.
Yeah, cakes.
He's going to have to live with that one.
I just went in
for a long while.
Guaranteed Valdez a victory in his fantasy football matchup, jinxing him. So I kind of feel like the Tyreek Stevenson of the studio right now.
I mean,
I'm just
going
to act like it didn't happen.
It's one thing to be taunting the fans and everything. I mean, whatever. But to have your back turned to the play for like the first 3 seconds of it,
he can't imagine what it's like in the film room.
He said,
yeah, it's over.
He said, this is a Hail Mary. they're not gonna convert on this. I don't have to take this last gasper seriously. Well,
Turns
out you did, because Washington has a wizard and a magician on their side, and his name's Jaden Daniels.
Well, and he's the one who tipped the ball, too.
Right. He was the one.
He ran over from the left side and tried to knock it down and couldn't do it.
Yeah, how about he's most directly responsible for the Bears' loss?
I actually think
right to Noah Brown.
They could have let the Commanders probably catch it. It would have been on the 2 yard line,
right,
and then tackle. That was the worst possible outcome.
I mean, no, you're taught to smash it down.
Of course, you want to do. They're
taught to like volleyball spike it.
Yeah,
but he just casually tipped it right in the waiting arms of Noah Brown.
All right, we wanted to hear from listeners. What was the reaction in your home or if you were at the game? Cake said his basement was,
it was
crazy.
It was full-on chaos.
How many are down there watching?
It was everybody that was home. It was my wife, my two kids, my son's girlfriend, and our dog, Winnie. And we terrified Winnie because everybody's screaming. And going,
right.
And then, like, it was calm, obviously, before.
Does your wife watch?
She watches.
Oh, yeah. Stunning.
Everybody just erupted. High fives, hugging, screaming, dog running around in a circle in the basement because she didn't know what was going on. She doesn't know the stakes. She doesn't know it's number one versus number two drafted. Well, one's clearly better than the other, at least 8 games through their rookie seasons. Dog had no idea. She was terrified.
Right.
She thought the house was about to collapse. But it was, I mean, I'm sure that scene was repeated all over the D.C. area.
All right, let's go to Ron, Upper Marlboro. Ron, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Jumps? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Up,
where were you?
Oh, man, so I was at the game, man. Section 138, down there where it happened. But I'm a little pissed. But I'm excited. We enjoy the game, man. The
Why are you pissed?
Back in the stadium. I was with my son. But, man, you know, when they scored, it was 23 seconds left. We started walking out.
Oh.
And I will never do that again. We walked out with 23 seconds left.
Oh, trying to beat the traffic.
I'm in the parking lot.
I've been
we
there, man.
A crowd roaring. I'm looking at my son saying, no. No, we just missed it. And I was so happy. And to hear the crowd before, man. But it was awesome, man. It was awesome.
You know what? You're going to carry that with you for the rest of your life.
Have you guys ever done that?
That's devastating.
Has it ever happened to you?
A gigantic play like that?
Didn't you do that for a Nats playoff game?
I've left a million games early.
Yeah, but I don't think like with something that big happening.
No, I feel like EB did it for a Nats playoff game.
Oh, yeah. I think you left.
Or you left
on purpose before the loss.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I could see it crumbling when Storm came in. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, guys, with this quarterback we got, and I owe him an apology because I knew something could happen. and I shouldn't have left. I'll never do that again.
Did you even try to fight it at all, or no? You just were ready to go to the parking lot.
My son was with me. He lives way in Fredericksburg, and he's like, "Dad, come on, let's get out of here for the traffic."
Oh, Fredericksburg, that's brutal.
Let's go up top. Let's watch it on the monitor. And I shoot it through a pass at the earth to someone who's incomplete. I said, let's go. Man, we're walking out of the parking lot. We hear this big roar. I'm like, what did he just do? Get a 5-10-yard pass? And we are going crazy outside the stadium. Bears fans are looking like, what just happened? I'm like, whoa. We were speechless, man. Right. But it was awesome, man. This team, they're back. I'll never walk out on Jaden Daniels and this team again, man.
You learned your lesson. Yeah,
Ron, were there a lot of people who had your idea or trying to beat traffic?
Yeah, it was. Well, the row we were in, about 8 of us just started leaving.
Right.
About 8 people just started leaving, man, because, you know, we wanted to get ahead of the traffic. And you figure with 23 seconds left, it's over.
Yeah.
But not with JD.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Seriously, I was there. I'm happy.
Yeah,
lesson learned.
Thank
you, buddy. Are you really getting that far ahead of the traffic by leaving 23 seconds?
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you're going to leave. You leave with, like, 2-3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
With 23 seconds, you might as well ride it out.
23 seconds, you might as well just stay.
Yeah, you're committed at that point.
You made Maryland basketball games I've left, like with a couple minutes left, just sprinting to my car back to the old Cole Field house.
Right.
Because otherwise you'd be stuck there for 30, 40 minutes. So I can't remember an iconic moment, but certainly I've missed comebacks. All right, let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, what's up?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
sure. So here's the play-by-play. So I'm sitting down on my couch. My wife and my son, they've already walked out, disgruntled, upset, all that.
Right.
They go to the bedroom. I'm left with my daughter. You know, her. She's like, you know, we're super, super tight. So she's not leaving. She's riding with me to the end. Jaden throws the bomb, 65 yards. And, you know, the Tom Brady LFG going down the field. Mm-hmm. I did that for about 20 seconds, okay? And then, I kid you not, boys, I fell to the ground. I thought I was having a bit of a medical issue, okay? And so, I'm 34 years old, okay? I'm 34 years old. So you do the math on that, okay? I shouldn't be having issues. And so I go down. My daughter runs over, and she says, Daddy, you okay? Are you okay?
Right.
I said, yes, Lucy, I'm great, more than great. And I give her a hug, and we hug for like 10, 15 seconds or something. I didn't tear up, but I was close to it. But by far, 34 years of age, that's not shocking to you guys, but that's the best moment in Skins history for me.
Right.
Yeah,
cool.
No doubt.
Very cool. Well, hopefully there's a lot more to come here, man.
Yeah.
Hang in there. All right, thank you, buddy.
He was having heart palpitations.
Yeah, hey, I feel that, man. All right, let's go to Walter. Walter, what's up, bud? Where were you?
Hey, guys. Oh, my goodness. So, ACTC, anyway, I was in my living room with my son. The girls are upstairs. My daughter's a super fan, but she's skeptical because of, you know, what could happen. And like I said, me and my son was in the living room. We stood up. We stayed standing up. Man, when we got that tip ball and they scored, we went crazy. We hugged each other. We jumped up and down with each other. He cried. I teared up. It was amazing, man. I was so ecstatic, man. If you don't have a moment like that with a family member, especially your son, for wanting to be a commander all his life, and us, all he wants to do is see us win, and for us to be 6-2 and to get that Hail Mary, forget about it, guys. This is a glorious Monday. I love it. We got highlights all week. I don't care if it's the same highlight.
Right.
You'll watch that for over
I was trying
and over
to explain this. You know, look, our kids know what we do for a living, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, my daughter was on the phone. She's up at Cornell. And we were giving her the password so she could watch the fourth quarter. And she was on the phone. And then she was excited. We're all excited. And I was like, you guys don't understand. This changed the dynamic of my week.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, it totally changes our week. And it's not just me, but, like, for fans of the team. It changes your whole – especially when you feel like you're starting to win. And that's what it used to be around here,
so
man.
My oldest son is 27. He's never seen this team win anything, any sort of sustained success. So he's driving to work yesterday. He's driving to his shift at the hospital. And he's listening to it as he's driving, and he gets out of his car right before, like, a play or two before the Hail Mary, thinking it's over, you know, like, not going to win. walks into the hospital, checks his phone, saw the Commanders won, and he was pumped. Like, he's calling us, like, you know, he's about to go do like a 12 or 14 hour shift. Like, that probably got him through his shift.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it totally energized him.
And look,
like, it's just, you can't describe how big of a play that was and what this team being 6-2 means to the area.
And
it's
I brought it up before, the math. Pro Football Focus put it out.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose and they fall to 5-3, their playoff probability is 48%. Mm-hmm. The win, lifting them to 6-2, playoff probability 77%.
It's amazing.
It's a massive difference.
Sure.
Well,
it's huge.
I still think they would have gotten there, potentially. I think it's not over. We could swoon. I still think they would have gotten there.
We saw it with Zorn. We saw a second-half swoon, but I don't think it's happening with this team.
But 6-2 just sounds so much more dominant than 5-3. It's not even
just it just feels better.
It feels
amazing.
It's the second-best record in the conference.
Right.
Second-best record in the conference. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said earlier, I think there are a bunch of teams that you can make an argument for in the NFC that are kind of all in kind of the same bag, like the Packers, the Vikings, the Eagles, the Commanders, heck, the Falcons. Kirk Cousins had a 4-touchdown game. But the Commanders are in there. I'd only put Detroit above them at 6-1. Definitively.
I haven't got, I'm trying not to compare us to others yet. Yeah. I just want to just knock out dubs.
You know what? You're just reveling in the wins and the dubs.
We have a tough game in the sense that it's a division rival, but I'll be disappointed if we don't find a way to win this week.
Right. To get to 7-2.
Let's just keep stacking dubs, Cakes.
Yep. It's a good thing.
800-636-1067. We'll continue taking your calls. Where were you for the Hail Mary? What was your reaction? Were you at the game? We'd love to hear from you. Or at home? Describe the scene. 800-636-1067. It's a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.